Having a relative in prison can be heartbreaking, but in most cases, there's comfort in knowing they will get out. Here in Virginia, however, that comfort has given way to confusion as families struggle to find out when their loved one will be coming home. This man, who asked that we not use his name, says his son is in for 5 years, but he's been a model prisoner, eligible for 2.25 days of good time for each 30 days he spent in a local jail, and 4.5 days of good time for each 30 in state prison.
This is basically simple math. That's all it is. It's simple math. And we use their procedural guidelines from the DOC website and from the Virginia Code.
But when he and his wife crunched the numbers, they concluded their son should be released 40 days earlier than the state had said. The prisoner asked a lawyer to contact the Department of Corrections. He did so in July of last year, but got no response. In March, the prisoner's parents complained, and a letter was sent to their son informing him that state calculations were correct. The inmate's father was perplexed.
It doesn't make sense to us, and when we asked for explanation from people in the DOC of how you came up with that figure, we were told it was too complicated for you to understand.
This woman, who also requested anonymity, heard a similar line when she pointed out a 30-day discrepancy in when her son, a former Richmond resident, should be freed.
I spoke to court and legal a couple of times, and they told me that the system was very difficult and I probably couldn't understand it. I said, okay, will you look at his computations and look at your system and tell me where the problem lies or where the difference lies? And they never would do that.
Deeply frustrated, the first parent, who lives in Hampton Roads, decided to visit Richmond and provide the department with key documents. But when he arrived at Court and Legal Services, the department that deals with calculating release dates, he was told he could not see someone without calling first. He took his cell phone to the parking lot.
So I called 3, 4, 5 times and, got an answer machine. And then finally, about the 5th, 6th time, I did get an answer. And I talked and explained what we were there for. We brought documentation, our figures, letters back and forth.
He was told the documents could not be dropped off, that they must be mailed to Correspondence Services. The other parent kept calling and finally got a promise from the Director of Offender Management, Jim Parks, to investigate.
And he made arrangements to call me back on January 6th at 9 a.m. He never did call me back, and I've never been able to speak to him since.
In response to our questions, the Department of Corrections sent a copy of its policy on good time, a document that is 14 pages long. Wendy Brown, who heads Court and Legal Services, expressed full confidence in her calculations, but admits there's a good deal of public confusion.
How often have you received a letter or a phone call from a family saying, we think your calculation's wrong?
Every day. No one believes their release date is correct. No one believes it.
Is that a problem?
Not for me.
But it could be a problem for the state, which is spending more than $1 billion a year on corrections. In our next report, we ask one of Virginia's top mathematicians to look at the numbers and tell us if the state's calculations make sense. I'm Sandy Houseman.